Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please tell us a little bit about what happened today, what your role was.
Yes, sir. So basically, I was one of 12 students that were essentially confined in a room all day, being taken away from the education that this school, Grand Island Senior High School, is obligated to give us under law. And it's very disappointing because this was a ruling made last night, and all we were doing was exercising our rights, and that right is to not wear a mask. If it's my choice, which it is, I'm not going to wear a mask. So these superintendents who basically all got together essentially are protesting what the ruling is, and I had a full day of education taken away because of this.
Now, were you one of the organizers of this protest?
I would say I was the first one to kind of get called down there to the, they started us in a conference room, actually, and then it kind of started, the other kids started flooding in there, and then, yeah, that's where we were, about 12 other students.
Now, I understand that a court hearing is going to be taking place before we speak on the matter here, and there could be a stay on the mask mandate being ruled unconstitutional. It's been confusing for school superintendents. How confusing was it for you and your parents this morning as you woke up to hear this news?
Well, sir, honestly, it was pretty straightforward for me. There is an appeal 100%, but until that appeal is approved, there is no pause or stay on this ruling that was made last night. And I think it's so straightforward, and it's being overcomplicated with lies, sir. And it's wrong, and that is why I chose to stick up for it today. I just couldn't sit there.
Now, have you been opposed to the mask mandate since it came into effect?
I mean, for the most part, but for my personal reason, you know, if you want to wear a mask, that is absolutely okay. You can wear a mask, but me personally, I do not want that on my face, and I should not legally need to. You know, it's in my eyes, it's absolutely unconstitutional.
Take me through the experience that you had today from the moment you were not wearing a mask inside school grounds.
Yes, sir. It was disappointing. Basically, you know, I did my research since last night. You know, I knew this was happening, and I knew exactly what was happening. I knew that this ruling meant that I did not have to wear a mask, so I decided to exercise this. First class, it was pretty much fine. I get out into the hallway, and that's when the real problem started. And basically, I had an assistant principal approach me and tell me that basically I needed to go kind of have a talk with him. And, you know, I was just kind of like, I don't really see how this is necessary. You know, I'm not doing anything wrong. I shouldn't have to be taken away from my classes and my learning. That's why I'm there. That's why I'm there for 6 hours a day. But he, you know, he persisted, and you know, he got me down there, and basically it was like a standstill. I felt like they were stalling. No matter what I said, we were running around in circles, and they were feeding me lies, and then I would tell them the truth, and then they were feeding me lies, and then I would tell them the truth. So it was like, you know, running in circles, and the point is, I was in the conference room, and then got transferred to the auditorium for my entire day, and it's just so disappointing, and that's kind of what I'm feeling right now, you know.
Marcus, did you talk with your parents before deciding to go to school without a mask today?
I did, sir. I mean, they know how strong I feel about it, and my aunt, who's a nice role in my life, she feels strongly about it, and she kind of, helps me learn like the true facts, so I truly know what I'm talking about. And once I truly knew that I knew that I was right, I knew I had to take a stand. And she actually ended up coming to the school to kind of with a couple other parents that kind of tried to make her voice a little louder, but fortunately it didn't change much right then and there.
Losing out on a day's education as a result of
Yes,
this,
sir.
what's been going through your mind here as far as a next step, challenging this policy by the district?
I mean, that's really where I'm at right now. It's like, where do I go from here? Tomorrow I do not intend to wear a mask, but it's just so disappointing with so many kids I saw even in the room with me. We've got midterms going on, we've got all this stuff going on, but I'm being confined in a room because I won't put a mask on when I legally don't have to, and it's like, it's just so disappointing. But as of now, I mean, I really don't intend on putting this mask back on tomorrow. Now, like I said, though, I mean, this is an appeal, and right now there is an appeal to it, but that doesn't mean, or if this appeal is approved, then I will absolutely put this mask on. But right now it's not, and that's pretty much why I'm not going to be wearing one tomorrow also.
You said you plan on not wearing them tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Do you anticipate that you will have the same experience tomorrow as you did today?
I mean, I truly hope not. Hopefully the board and whoever talks tonight can figure something out. I mean, I wish they would give the parents a voice, the ones that are paying these tax dollars every, however. And I mean, hopefully they can figure something out for us. But I, if I have to sit in a room again tomorrow, it is what it is. I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.